Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for March 19th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today's theme is unmistakable. The AI agent tooling layer is consolidating fast, and we've got a ton to dig into.
Yeah, it feels like one of those days where you look at the fire hose and realize it's all pointing in the same direction. Agents, harnesses, security boundaries. This is the systems engineering era of AI coding.
So, let's start with the big story. There's a repo called Everything Claude Code that absolutely exploded on GitHub this week. Over 13,500 stars of engagement. It's not a single tool. It's a full reference architecture for optimizing AI coding agents across Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, OpenCode, you name it.
Right. And what's wild is it's basically the operations manual that everyone's been writing internally on scraps of paper. It covers persistent memory so agents don't lose context between sessions, security guardrails so they don't accidentally push secrets, and these composable skill modules that work kind of like middleware.
And I think the engagement numbers tell the real story here. Most teams have hit the wall where the raw model isn't the bottleneck anymore. It's orchestration, memory, and safety. This repo directly addresses that gap.
It signals something bigger, too. We're entering the DevOps phase of AI coding tools. The winning play isn't which model you pick. It's how you configure, constrain, and compose agents around your codebase. If you're building internal tooling, agent harness configuration is a first-class engineering surface now, not an afterthought.
Absolutely. And that framing sets up the rest of today's news perfectly. On the AI and models front, Mistral dropped Forge, their agent-building platform. It's their bid to be the third option alongside OpenAI and Anthropic, especially if you want model diversity or EU data residency.
That's interesting, because if you're building agentic products and you're locked into one provider, you're one rate limit change away from a bad week. Having Mistral as a credible third rail is genuinely useful.
NVIDIA also dropped NemoClaw, an open-source framework specifically for building tool-calling agents. So if your agents need to interact with APIs, databases, external systems, this gives you a structured harness with NVIDIA's optimization DNA baked in.
And then there's the Stripe news, which honestly might be the sleeper hit of the day. Stripe published their machine payments protocol, a spec for AI agents to autonomously pay for services. Like your agent can now buy compute or API calls on behalf of users with proper payment rails.
That's infrastructure layer stuff that enables entire categories of agentic products. When Stripe builds payment rails for something, you know the use case is about to go mainstream.
One more I want to flag. There's a paper arguing current AI systems don't actually learn in the cognitive science sense. They optimize, but they don't learn from experience the way humans do. If your product roadmap assumes the model gets better over time on its own, you probably need to build that learning loop yourself.
Great call out. Okay, developer tools. LangChain shipped OpenSway, an open source async coding agent that runs software engineering tasks in the background. If you want autonomous coding in your CI pipeline, this is a LangChain native starting point.
Nice. And Python 3.15's JIT compiler is back on track, which I'm genuinely excited about. The experimental JIT overcame its earlier blockers and targets, exactly the hot loop patterns that dominate ML preprocessing and API servers. Worth tracking if you're running Python-heavy inference pipelines.
There's also a ShowHN project called Zero Boot Sub-Millisecond VM Sandbox Creation using copy-on-write memory forking. If you're running untrusted code, like user submissions or AI-generated code, the cold start improvement is potentially massive.
And that ties directly into security, which, buckle up.
Yeah, Prompt Armor demonstrated a Snowflake AI sandbox escape that led to actual malware execution. Not theoretical, actual malware running on the host. If you're running AI agents with access to data platforms or sandboxed environments, this is the wake-up call.
This is why everything Claude Code's security guardrails matter so much. Model outputs have to be treated as untrusted input at every single boundary, not just the first one. The Snowflake escape proves the attack surface is real and it's deep.
And then there's the ProPublica report. Federal cyber experts literally called Microsoft's government cloud, quote, a pile of something I can't say on air, and then approved it anyway through FedRAMP. If your startup is selling to government, know that the compliance bar is wildly inconsistent.
Also, North Korean fake IT workers, 100,000 of them, are netting $500 million a year. If you're hiring remote contractors, identity verification and code provenance aren't nice-to-haves anymore. This is industrial scale.
All right, quick hits. Rob Pike's Rules of Programming from 1989 resurfaced on Hacker News, and they still hold up. There's an open-source PS4 emulator called Shad PS4 trending on GitHub. The entire Hacker News archive, 47 million items, is now available as a Parquet dataset on Hugging Face, updated every 5 minutes. Great training data or just a fun thing to query with DuckDB.
And someone posted a homebrew CPU build write-up going from simulation all the way to hardware. That one's just pure joy to read if you're a systems person.
So the takeaway today is clear. Between the Everything Claude Code Hardis, LangChain's OpenSway Mistral Forge, NVIDIA NemoClaw, and Strike's Machine Payments Protocol, we are watching a full agent infrastructure stack emerge: orchestration, memory, security, payments. All the layers.
And the Snowflake sandbox escape is the exclamation point. Security boundaries around agent execution aren't optional. The teams building robust harnesses right now are the ones that'll still be shipping 6 months from now.
Stop treating agent configuration as prompt engineering and start treating it as systems engineering. That's the move. Links for everything we talked about are in the briefing.
Go build something great today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.